You know, one of the great experiences I've ever had in an organization took place where I worked for 4 years with this organization in a particular position, and the president of the organization was a very dynamic person, very creative, talented person, capable person, and everyone knew it. Great vision, a futurist kind of person that could read trends, brilliant mind. But he had a style of management that was very dictatorial, tended to treat people like gophers, as if they didn't have any judgment, see? Go for this, now go for this, now do this. I'll make the judgment. And he was so brilliant, he could make good judgments. But the net effect is he alienated almost the entire executive team surrounding him because of the way he treated them, except for one man. This man was proactive. Now, how would a proactive person deal with such a leader? Remember, a proactive person is value-driven, not feeling-driven. He could be offended, but not take offense. You know what he did? He took initiative. Proactive people are initiative-seizing individuals. They also anticipate. They read the culture. They read the people. What can I do to be effective with that person? What were the president's strengths? Vision, talent, energy, brilliant judgment. So what would a proactive person do with strengths? Utilize them. Run with them. Optimize them. What were his weaknesses? His style. What would a proactive person do with weaknesses? Wouldn't wrap his life around it like the rest had done and absolve himself of responsibility in the name of the president's weaknesses, stand out in the executive corridors, you know, and massage each other's hearts as they confess the president's sins every day. You know what he did lately? Let me tell you, the other day he went into my department. I had everything really laid out well, you know. And he came in and he gave totally different signals. All that I had built up over that period of time shot like that. Let me listen to you. Really? I mean, how old is the guy? 59? Could you live 6 more years here before they retire him? I bet they wouldn't even retire him. He's the kind of a guy the board will keep on. They don't know what's happening. You know, they don't really know. Look at the language and the validation of the reactive temperament of their out there in the executive corridors, except for this one man. He anticipated. He empathized. He read the situation. He organized his life to run with the president's strengths, make them productive, and his weaknesses irrelevant. He would tend to buffer his people. And he was a gopher, too, only he was the best gopher. He was a second-mile gopher. He'd do more than what was expected. The president asked for this information. I wonder why he wants it. My guess is that the issues he's dealing with are pretty big issues that he's going to have to take to the board. My guess is he wants it for these purposes, even though he didn't tell me those purposes. I'm going to gather this information and then give my analysis and my recommendations. I used to sit with the president. Stephen, he said one day, I just can't believe what he's doing. I asked him to do this. He got additional information beyond it. And it's exactly what we needed. And then he gave his analysis of it in terms of this concern that I have and his recommendations. Oh, how consistent the recommendations are with the analysis and the analysis with the data. It's tremendous. What a relief not to have to worry about that part of the business. Next meetings, go for this, go for this, go for this, go for this. With this individual, he said, what's your opinion? What happened to his circle of influence? Started getting larger. What's your opinion? More than a gopher. What did all the reactive minds do in the executive corridors that day? Talked about this proactive person. Why? You see, it's the nature of reactive people to absolve themselves of responsibility. So all they'll do is find more information, more ammunition. The problem is, he was proactive toward them. Little by little, his circle of influence toward them also went larger and larger. He made so many deposits into the emotional bank account of everyone around him that over a 4-year period, no one could make any significant moves in that organization without that man's blessing, including the president. Why? His circle of influence was so large. And the president wasn't threatened by this, because this man's strength complemented his strength and made up for his weakness. So he had the strength of two people, see? That's called a complementary team. So proactive people are like, it's amazing what they do. They're not just aggressive, assertive, driving individuals that just go out and obnoxiously get what they want. They're not proactive. Those people are taking withdrawals all the time from the emotional bank accounts of other people. Sometimes the best proactive stance is to simply do nothing. Just be silent. Smile. Because maybe that'll make a deposit. Maybe you simply have to be patient. Any of you saw the movie Gandhi? Remember when he was being criticized in the legislative chambers by all of his fellow lawyers and politicians because he wouldn't, in angry, fiery rhetoric, condemn the British Empire and the way they were subjugating and controlling 300 million Indians and so forth? And they were criticizing him. Where is he? What's he doing? You know what he's doing? He was out in the paddy fields making small deposits. Deposits into the emotional bank account of all of the farmers, the peasants. One day, he decided to walk across the countryside, and 600,000 people followed him. One day, he decided to stop eating and brought England to its knees. Proactive people are smart. They're value-driven.